This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Parents and healthcare providers have been the first people directly affected by the recent surge in the incidence of autism in American children, but educators are close behind.
Autism has increased to the point where one out of 150 children born today has an autism spectrum diagnosis. And the children served by California public schools with autism have dramatically increased by several hundred percentage points just over the past several years. School districts here in Sonoma County, like school districts around the state, are struggling to keep up with the number of pupils who are enrolled every year in kindergarten with an autism diagnosis and the need for what turns out to be rather expensive services.
Andrew Bailey is executive director of Anova Center for Education in Santa Rosa, a special school that works with high-functioning kids on the autism spectrum and often helps them return to their local public classrooms. He is also one of the organizers of an unusual autism symposium to be held at their facility tomorrow afternoon, which will bring together a variety of viewpoints in search of common ground for meeting the educational needs of this student population. One goal, Bailey says, is to get past the territorial differences that sometimes keep these different groups from talking to each other.
To get together the best minds in the education, treatment, policy making, and other realms of care for individuals with autism to try and share whatever technology exists to be effective with children with autism, because there are programs, for example, that might cost less than other programs and are more effective.
The climate for such a gathering has been fostered in part by the near unanimous passage of a package of autism-related measures by the state legislature last summer. Those bills were recommended by the state's Blue Ribbon Commission on Autism. Heading the list was a measure to open the way for additional teachers for these special needs kids.
It used to be that you had to have a very specific and difficult to attain credential in order to teach a child with autism, and that has created a chronic shortage of teachers. There are six other bills, one of which pertains to insurance companies, another of which pertains to a clearinghouse at the state level where parents can call and get information about how to get services for their child with autism, all of which were completely cost neutral.
The no-cost consideration is important, Bailey notes, because schools everywhere are already hurting budgetarily.
When school districts are struggling to maintain librarians and custodians and instructional assistants for classrooms, to have these new children with needs that the systems really weren't prepared to handle on such a large scale is quite a daunting proposition. Anyone entrusted with public funds to educate the children here in Sonoma County has a large task ahead of them.
The organizers hope that tomorrow's summit session can become a recurring event, maybe annually. But Bailey says their greater hope is that such sessions will soon become unnecessary.
We're all very optimistic that autism will cease to be such a high-profile issue in the next several years due to either medical interventions or cures or the establishment of systems such as the ones we're putting together right now that just become commonplace. They become the norm as opposed to a model.
We've got details about the Autism Symposium on the North Bay Report news blog at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.